Hello, listeners. Welcome to a new edition of Nuts and Bolts. This is the show where we drill down on one topic that you're most curious about. Today, we're with Jill Cinello yet again because, gosh darn it, she likes us. We're going to talk about the Hyundai Santa Fe, and we're going to have a very much agreeable conversation, but nobody's going to disagree at all, right?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you right off the bat because you say Hyundai, and it's Hyundai.
Hyundai?
Like Hyundai. Sunday.
Well, what the heck? We are starting this off on a roll.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently, I haven't been to enough of their press conferences.
Watch, I'm probably wrong, too. It's like Hyundai. I don't know. Hyundai. We're going to have to do a nuts and bolts of pronunciations someday. Because you have, remember, the Velar versus Velar.
And then Porsche.
Versus Porsche.
Porsche. Yes. Ford.
So.
I got my Ford. I think the Ford.
So someday. Listeners out there have to look forward to us coming up with the correct / incorrect pronunciations of some of our favorite automotive words. And no transition at all. I'm going straight into the Hyundai Santa Fe. I teased it on the last podcast, and I said that basically every time I like it or I drive it, I like it a little bit less. And I've been thinking about that, and I've been trying to figure out why that is. And I think it might be because I feel like it's getting a little bit tired in its life cycle. Like, it is ready to have something done to it. But that's part of it, definitely. The other part of it is the fact that it just doesn't fit me as a driver. It is not a comfortable vehicle for a petite driver. And this is the only Hyundai I've ever driven that I can remember that I can say that about, because I feel like the Tucson is comfortable, the Sonata is comfortable, you know, all of these other Hyundai vehicles are comfortable. And then both the Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Sport, whenever I get in and I adjust the driver's seat for my driving position, my knee hits the bottom of the dashboard. So it's unique to somebody who needs a far forward, you know, high elevated driving position. And it's just, it's not comfortable. And so then I'm thinking, well, I don't like that. You know, what else don't I like about it? And I think that the styling is a little bit dated. I posted a picture today on Facebook of the back of the Santa Fe. And I said, is it just me or does it look like a minivan from the back? And so, you know, it's just, it has some styling issues. And the other thing that kind of is bothering me, and this has become my new pet peeve other than the whole auto stop start thing with the engine, which thankfully the Hyundai Santa Fe doesn't have. But the other thing that's really bothering me these days is the lack of USB ports. And I believe that the Santa Fe only has one. And this is at least I only saw one. So maybe there's one hidden someplace that I didn't see. But, you know, this is a family vehicle. It seats 7 or 6, you know, depending on seating configurations and sizes and things like that. But you're going to have people in this vehicle. That's kind of the point of it. And unless you feel like carrying around a portable charging brick or leaving one in the vehicle for usage, the lack of use of B ports is kind of bothering me. But what I did like some things about this vehicle. I did. I like some things about it. It has a 3.3 liter V6 engine, and it's got 290 horsepower, which is really good. You know, driving aggressively as I do in Chicago, it was very good for the stop start. So, you know, trying to merge with traffic, trying to get onto the highway, trying to pass on the highway. So I liked the engine. The multi-view camera. So I was driving, I should point out, I was driving the ultimate version of the vehicle with the, it had like the technology package. So it had all of the whistles and bells on it. So the as tested price of the vehicle that I was driving, it was front wheel drive. So it wasn't all wheel drive. It was $42,000. It was $42,600. So it had the multi-view camera, which I really like. So as you are turning corners or pulling into a parking space, you can get a really good idea of what you are trying to maneuver around, which I fully appreciated. It also had the heated seats, heated steering wheel, which I like. My husband likes the cooled seats, which it also has. And it had all of the high-tech safety features on it. So you have the lane departure warning and the adaptive cruise control and autonomous emergency braking. So it had a lot of stuff on it. So, you know, for $42,000, I think that there's some really good stuff on it in terms of value proposition. You can get a lot of high-end features for not, you know, breaking the bank money. Although I will say that $40,000 is a little bit pricey. But if you're a petite driver, this is not the car for you. And so, like I said, every time I get into it, I just like it a little bit less.
Okay. Well, I think that kind of sums up your entire thoughts on it. I don't know what you didn't go over here. Did you fit in the trunk?
Yeah, well, you know, it does have a pretty decent cargo area. I went grocery shopping last night and was able to fit very easily 4 grocery bags. I probably could have fit 6 or 7. So yes, I would say I'd fit in the trunk. I didn't sit in the truck, but I'm sure I fit.
All right, so I drove this vehicle in the springtime, I think, and I had somebody on from Hyundai to talk about it. It was in one of those podcasts. If you look back, I will put a show note in there to find it. I did not have the similar problems that you had with it. my knees magically didn't hit the dash. What I thought was interesting on this is that, for me, it felt really like a solid Toyota Highlander competitor. Mm-hmm. And that's the size we're talking about. We're talking about it's a weird area. So we're talking midsize SUV, but we're talking 3-row midsize SUV is kind of mm-hmm. what we're talking about here. It's a lot different than the 2-row. And so that's when the sport version, that's 2-row, the Altima's long wheelbase 3-row. I thought it was a really good Highlander competitor. I thought it was a good Highlander competitor for less money. And I thought it was more stylish than the Highlander is. And I guess maybe that's why I thought it was a better vehicle, because we've looked at Highlanders to buy them, and looking at the Santa Fe, I thought it was a better option. It actually is the only vehicle I've ever had that a neighbor stopped at my house.
Huh.
That I didn't really know that well. My buddies come down the street. It's kind of those things. But this neighbor stopped by, and she had owned 3 of them, and she was looking at the new one to buy a 4th one. And she said something to me that I actually wrote an article about it. kind of floored me. Was she says, you know, the thing that people don't understand with Hyundai is they have the America's best warranty. And they do. It's mm-hmm. 10 years, 100,000 miles. And mm-hmm. what I said at the time, and I wrote this in an article elsewhere, is that I often think that the journalists' likes and dislikes are different than what actual buyers' likes and dislikes mm-hmm. are. And mm-hmm. it's just a byproduct that we go through so many vehicles so often that right. you can't always say, well, if I was buying this, that's a hard thing to say, because, you know, we sometimes drive $100,000 cars. Well, right. you know, they're just impractical for journalists to buy at our amazingly high salaries. mm-hmm. So I thought it was a really good Hyundai or Highlander competitor. I thought it's a better Honda Pilot than the Honda Pilot. I think it was more stylish. I was surprised at how the roofline and the way its size is. I felt like it was smaller than on the exterior than what it was in the interior. I felt like the interior was more roomy than the exterior led you to believe. I thought it was a little deceiving on that.
I
do agree the powertrain was excellent. I thought it was great. And I do agree with USB chargers. Although I will say that it's an interesting discussion right now with USB chargers, because like when I take people around, it depends on the age group whether they need USB chargers or not. It's just it's kind of a personal thing. It depends on a person too.
If you have a cell phone, you need a USB charger. You know, my husband and I took a road trip this weekend in a vehicle that only had 1 USB port, and we were literally fighting for it. And you know, and I'd just be like, "But I need to charge," and he'd be like, "But I need to charge." And so, you know, I finally had to like dig into my bag and grab a charging brick.
How much do you use your phone? I mean. stop playing with the phone all the time.
Well, I mean, on a road trip, I'm going to use it a lot. You know, whether I'm watching a video, reading a book, or playing on Facebook. And, you know, if I'm driving, I'm using Waze. Yeah. So, you know, and same with my husband. If he's driving, he's using Waze. If, you know, he's not driving, he's on Facebook or watching a movie or whatever. So, you know, if you're spending a significant amount of time in a vehicle, it's a big deal.
And I did look it up while you were talking. The Honda Santa Fe came out in 2012. Okay. And so I definitely think that was pre-USB need day, right? And pre pre-USB need time. Yeah, it kind of worked out all right. I was kind of thinking that we should see a new version soon then.
Yeah.
We're talking 5 years, and that segment's so hot. I mean, we just had a whole long discussion on Facebook about somebody looking for a midsize SUV, and it's such a hot segment. People are buying up vehicles quite a bit. I will say this. If you're able to live without the USB charger, and if you're able to fit in the vehicle okay, I think the Honda Santa Fe and the Ultimate, fully loaded, you said was $42,000.
Yep.
With a 100,000-mile warranty, I think it's kind of a value compared to Pilot and Highlander. So if you look at it that way, you're fine. If you look at it, the fact that it doesn't fit everybody and USB charge is going to be an issue. So if you still use a wind-up watch, you were good. If you're using your cell phone to check your time, you were not good.
Right.
Right. I think, you know, that was good. We summed it up. That's all you got today. There's your nuts and bolts. Enjoy. Go on with your day. Have a great time. And make sure you follow us on Pickup Truck Talk on .com. Pickup Truck Plus SUV Talk on Facebook. Pickup Truck Talk everywhere else you find us. And Tim at PickupTruckTalk.com for emails. And we'll see you down the road.